Really, thing, because it was quite a marriage on the cheap, really. I got my wedding dress out of off a lady out of the ad mag, because it used to be pink ad mag at the time. I got paid £100 for that. We got his mum paid for the cake, but made by a friend. It was done quite cheaply, really, compared to what some people pay nowadays.
So my wedding cake was a 3-2 wedding cake, and Rona made it for me, who did the buffet. Yeah, just decided on a 3-tier and traditional bride and groom and different things. That was quite an emotional bit, being at home and bridesmaids going first and then me and my dad having to walk up gate, and you've got everybody stood on the street watching you. It was like, nearly ran up up yard to get in car. But yeah. Yeah.
What was the challenging parts of planning your wedding?
Just getting everything organised on a Sunday. That was the most challenging, because people didn't get married on Sundays. But we had to get married on Sunday because of the shop. It was the day when it was closed.
And who worked in the shop? Your parents?
Yes, both of them, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, so that's how it evolved to be on a Sunday.
And who helped you plan?
Just my mum. Brian had his list of things to do, so he did those and everybody just helped in.
It was a Monday. No markets on a Monday. So that was it.
That decided when you...
It had got to be on a Monday, yeah.
A cousin was part owner of a hairdresser's, so we all went to South Normanton and had her hair done there on the Sunday morning.
In the morning, as per usual, my mum's running around like somebody not right. I'm quite calm. I'm just like, oh, let's get on with it, because that's me. I don't tend to panic much. Somebody from down the road came and did my hair. The car came for me. I didn't ride up in the car. My mum rode up in the car, looking like, you know, the queen or something. My dad walked me up to the church, because we didn't live that far away from the church, and it was a nice sunny day, so there were people stood outside sort of waving and what have you as we got up to the church, because I told everybody that if it was nice, that's what I was going to do. I wasn't going to ride in the car. And I think that my dad, I think he was quite pleased.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm the only one. I've got no brothers or sisters.
It sounds like it was quite a community effort. Like, there was lots of different friends and people that you knew kind of had an involvement in making the day what it was.
Yeah, there was. But that was how it was back then. Everybody sort of helped and everybody kind of chipped in. It was just the thing that you did, you know. Because all the people, the street that I lived on, you kind of knew everybody. So a lot of people, a lot of friends and family chipped in and just did various things, like my grandma made the cake, my dad iced the cake, a friend made me wedding dress, you know, another friend did the catering for us.
Ben's auntie did my bouquet of flowers, and one of my mum's friends did all of the flowers, so some flowers in the Blackwell Community Centre for the reception and flowers in the church. So at the end of the pews, like every other pew, there was like a little posy of flowers. And I'd not seen them until I got there. And she also came to the house and decorated some of the house as well. So that was nice.
Yeah, when our Gary first got married, and when we got up there then, we did buffet for that. You always did your buffets, saved money and all. And when we got up there, they were all there to help us. Tracy and Kev from Dag Station Hotel, they were there, even though they got a pub, they were up there to help us to do buffet. Grey Mott's, Janet, they were all there to help us. That's how it was, do you know what I mean? If you've got a wedding or a funeral, somebody's going to be there to help you. I'm going on to something else now, but when our Gary died, we went to welfare to prepare the food, because we know we wanted a lot and we wanted it. There were a lot of people went. And when we got to welfare, everybody were there to help us. We thought it was just going to be me, Arcolette, now Michelle, and they were all there to help us. We hadn't asked anybody, they were just there. Yeah. That's what I mean about community. Yeah.
Tell us your wedding cake story, because I love this story.
Yeah, I had a two-tier wedding cake. I insisted on a sponge layer because I don't like fruit cake and I needed to have a piece of my wedding cake. My grandma made it for me. And the icing was down to my dad. My dad was a builder, and he iced my wedding cake with his builder's trowel.
On the photos, it looks absolutely incredible. So he did a very good job with his building.
Yeah, yeah.
And then about something like 9 or 10 days before the date of a wedding, we got contacted by the venue holder. We were going to have it. We'd actually booked the miners' welfare at Tibshulf. About, as I say, 8, 9, 10 days before the wedding, they contacted us to say they'd got the builders in and they wouldn't be free in time, so, sorry, they couldn't accommodate us. We did manage to find it one eventually at Williamthorpe Hotel at Homewood, which is no longer there now, that's gone. But unfortunately, on the Friday night, we got to get it all set up ourselves, but on the Friday night, they had a dance school that were holding their presentation night on the Friday night, so we couldn't get in till about 10 o'clock till they finished, and then it was a mad dash to get everything set up. And I can remember my mum sort of kicking me out at about 2 minutes to midnight, saying, you know, you better go because you can't see Wendy, you can't see your bride, but, you know, after midnight, you know.
I remember a lot of people that had been my patients and people that knew me on Park Lane, standing outside the church gates to look.
Welcome. Sort of wave you on.
Yes.
To you when you
oh,
came
yeah.
Down.
Yeah, they're all, I remember seeing the faces now. Wave to me and what have you, yeah.
We planned our wedding pretty much ourselves. We had gifts from our parents and... well, just parents, really. But mainly we paid for the wedding ourselves, so it was all down to us, what we wanted. And so we went to venues, different venues. We did all the invitations. Yeah, family were really involved, but yeah, it was what we wanted. And lots of friends there, not distant relatives that we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah.
Well, to start with, it was obviously a discussion between myself and Andrew, my husband. To start with, we were really talking about having something low-key, even just having a barbecue or something. We didn't really want a big fancy wedding, to be honest. But then my mum got involved, and I'm an only one and an only daughter, and so it kind of escalated into, no, we'll do something a little bit more grand and important. And we had a day, myself, Andrew and my mum, and off we went to look at various hotels. And the last one of the day was down near Derby, Bredsall Priory, and we started driving down the drive to this thing, and there's a helipad on the thing. We're like, no, we're not going to be able to afford this. But anyway, hey, we're here, let's go and have a look. And in fact, actually, we ended up using that as the venue. So Andrew and I went to a wedding fair at Old Friend Leisure Centre. And I think pretty much we actually drove everything else from that wedding fair. I think we pretty much either got at the wedding fair or we got the people that we were going to use at the wedding fair. And so a lot of the things that we had were local. I don't think we thought about it at the time. It's just what you did. So